everyone, welcome to Pure Nintendo's 8th podcast, and we're actually doing it in person with Kevin and James.
Woo! That's good to know that you're a male voice.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, James and Kevin came up this weekend to crash here with me in Nashville, so bring it to you live, and hopefully better quality than some of the phone calls.
Much better quality.
You can go like this for the whole call.
Yeah, yeah. So we got a... not a packed show for you this weekend, but we got a couple things to talk about. We're going to talk about the virtual console screw-up.
Nintendo, take note.
Yeah, exactly. Take note for tomorrow, hopefully. I'm not going to even get my hopes up for tomorrow.
I like having my heart crushed in my hopes.
Don't talk like that, James. Don't talk like that.
And we'll go into some of the games this week. Madden 09 is probably the big release. And we'll talk about Dead Rising, Guitar Hero World Tour, and then we'll go into Chinatown Wars, and then we'll talk a little bit about where Nintendo's going to go in the future. So first off, we're going to talk about Nintendo's virtual console screw-up. What were the games we were promised, James?
Samurai Showdown 2 and Mega Man.
Yeah, and Mega Man. And then there was another game I didn't really know about it too much, but it was that Wise game.
Mm-hmm.
1 and 2 apparently was promised, and which ones of those did we get?
Absolutely none.
None of those.
It's a shame, honestly. It's a grind.
Yeah. What games did we get? We got Splatterhouse 2 and the Sonic the Hedgehog from the Master System, which apparently added a little bit from the Genesis games or something.
But not enough.
Not enough. Yeah.
Not enough.
Not enough to warrant another purchase for it. You already had the one on Genesis. It's really not that much better. So Nintendo really disappointed last Monday. Why did they let us down, James?
I don't know, but they need to make it up to me by releasing Majora's Mask
and Pilot Wings.
And Pilot Wings.
I guess we're just doing a wish list now.
Now a wish list to get our hopes up. But yeah, honestly, there hasn't been a single good virtual console game in a long time.
Like, when was the last 64 game?
Last 64 game was in May, it was Pokemon Puzzle League.
Oh yeah,
that's what it was. That was our last one.
I mean,
it's been 2 months or more.
Yeah, we need to have at least a 64 game every month, if not more.
Yeah,
for the next 16 months.
Yeah,
or a couple years.
A couple years. I just need to get on a cycle with it.
Yeah.
But ever since WiiWare's come out, we've been getting like one virtual console game
and crappy WiiWare games.
Yeah.
It's because of this hard drive problem.
Yeah, because they're trying. They have to. They say it's not an issue, but it is.
Yeah, it is, and they're just covering up their own problems.
It's ridiculous because, honestly, if they don't come out with at least one of those games that we were promised last week tomorrow, you know, this Monday, then I have doubts where the virtual console's going.
Yeah.
So they need to. They need to fix these crappy games that keep coming out.
You would think they would work on it because it's money in the pocket.
I know.
They only have the game, so it's $5 here and there, $10 here and there.
Exactly.
It's easy money, but no.
Especially something like, if they release Majora's Mask, that would just sell a ton. That would be number one on the VC list for a long time. I mean, they're already making money hand over fist with Mario Brothers 3, Mario World, Ocarina of Time, all these games.
Yeah. We're Smash Brothers.
Yeah, we're Smash Bros. 64.
Yeah.
Another big game that should be on the virtual console. Mm-hmm. So, Nintendo really needs to... really need to get their act together with virtual console, and hopefully tomorrow we'll see...
They'll redeem themselves.
Yeah. And moving on to some of the games this week. James, I know you're excited about Madden.
I am excited. Supposed to be better than last year's, and last year's was better than the years before that.
Yeah, Nintendo Power gave it, opened right up to it, gave it a 9 out of 10, which I don't remember the previous Wii Madden games getting that good.
I think the last one was 8 something.
It fits with the year, honestly, so next year it'll get a perfect 10.
Yeah, perfect 10.
After that, it'll be back down to 1.
Yeah, exactly, just sequential order.
Right. Yeah, so, I mean, I don't know all the features. Do you know what all they're adding with this one? Or?
Well, they do have more game family-friendly Wii with big heads and right, you make your characters. Own characters. And they have some, I think it's in Wii version too, where you, Matt and I think, it's, yeah, it is in Wii version, Matt and IQ, or like different people get a different skill sets. Like right. me and you play, of course I'm going to be better than you because I'm awesome.
Right. And naturally.
Naturally. But like it would adjust, like your AI would be better in certain areas than mine will.
Right.
So it would adjust so more equal when we play.
Yeah, I think I saw that on the commercial. That there's like a dad playing with his daughter, and his, you know, his skill set was different, so she could make passes easier, you know, that type of thing. It was harder for him to intercept the ball. But yeah, I mean, it looks like it's gonna have a lot of cool features. And is it gonna have online still? It's gonna use EA's gonna be
league play.
League play.
You can join leagues.
Yeah, that'd be cool. So I mean, it's good that they're still adding. Yeah. At least some new features to it. I mean, at least it's not just the same thing with new rosters every year. So that's at least a good thing.
And for those who are wondering about Brett Favre, EA, you may all know this, announced that they will be sending out an update that week after, so this next week, putting Brett Favre in New York Jets uniform.
Right.
If you want to download the other cover, you can go to EA.com and download the cover with him in the Jets uniform.
Yeah, so that'll be definitely get you a Brett Favre fix.
Mm-hmm.
So, did they have him in a uniform? Was he in?
He was in the Green Bay.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was in Green Bay uniform.
Was he just like an all star or something? Because I mean the roster for this year, right. He wasn't even on it, right? He was just going to be in like a.
Oh, that's true. He was going to be in the all star. He opened up like an all star.
Right. So I guess now he's in an active roster, but just on a different team. crazy Brett Favre. But, yeah, we'll move on to Dead Rising.
Chop till you drop.
Yeah. Yeah, what are some of the features they're trying to do, Kevin? What?
Features. What do you mean features? Like the 100 zombies they're hopefully getting?
Yeah.
Yeah, hopefully. That's pretty cool. I mean, if they actually meet that. Of course, it doesn't compare to the 360, but, I mean, it's a pretty good start.
Yeah.
So, let's hope it. What were you saying, James?
I just said I played a 360 version this week and it was awful. Like, the story was awful.
Yeah.
The graphics for 360 were awful.
Apparently, I've read people just loving getting home from a hard day of work and just ripping into some zombies.
You can take a lawnmower and just run them over.
Just grab different things, just take your anger out. So, maybe there's some stressed out Wii players out there.
It would be cool with the Wii mode, it would be a lot better.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be a fun hack and slash game. That you can just pick up and play. You know, it might be one of those, you know, it might be like the casual games, you know, where people just want a game where they pick up and play.
Seems perfect.
Kill a few hundred zombies, go to bed.
Yeah, exactly.
Have a cup of coffee. Wake up in the morning.
There's a couple hardcore titles that are like that, where you just pick up and play. I mean, a bunch of fighting games, or even like Guitar Hero is just kind of that pick up and play type of thing. So,
but I hope this game sells a lot. Just like Resident Evil 4 sold a lot. So maybe
Resident Evil 5.
Maybe we'll get something. I'm not saying anything here.
Oh. Yeah, because Capcom, I think they really like Nintendo, and I think they would like to. If Nintendo did have better graphics, I think no doubt you would see.
Yeah. Well, see I just can't wait for, it doesn't necessarily have to be Resident Evil 5, but Resident Evil, you know, built up just for the Wii, that would be fantastic, you know.
Yeah, because Resident Evil 4 Wii was good, but it still basically had GameCube graphics.
Yeah, exactly. And not only that, I mean, there's only so much you could do with the controls. I mean, because it was built around.
Think about Resident Evil Motion Plus.
Oh, yeah, it would be out of control, like pulling out a knife or machete.
Yeah.
Like fighting.
They could do so much with that. Yeah, I think the Motion Plus is really going to. I mean, because there were a lot of developers that were taking chances on the Wii that were saying, well, we'll do the WoW controls. We'll try and make it look good too graphically, but you know, really, a lot of the developers weren't just you know, that's way better to make a Wii game because you have these cool motion controllers.
They weren't sold yet.
Yeah, they weren't quite sold on it, but the Motion Plus, that could really push a lot of developers to make some cool, unique games for Wii, and I could see people, you know, fans really going for that. If the developers did make some solid Wii Motion Plus games, so yeah, Dead Rising, that'll be a great game to get. It's coming out this year.
Yeah, I believe so.
November or sometime. I guess I don't have a release date, but Yeah, Dead Rising, Chop Till You Drop. Be a good third-party game this year, which I guess it's going to be a third-party year.
Yeah, Nintendo.
Thank you, Nintendo. It's going to be Animal Crossing.
Ooh. Wario Land.
Shake It.
Shake It, which...
That's...
Mario Baseball. Super Sluggers. Something.
So hopefully the third parties deliver on whatever games they're going to give us. And speaking of which, Guitar Hero World Tour, we got some new tracks, didn't we?
We do.
We got new confirmed tracks. What's going down?
Well, one of my favorite bands, Smashing Pumpkins, Butterfly Wings.
Yeah.
That's going to be a great song. Mm-hmm. You got Michael Jackson's Beat It, which I think is kind of weird. Or a Guitar Hero song.
They get the Wii Fit balance board in there, you know? A little dancing.
Going up breaking it, like... Moonwalking on it.
Moonwalking on it.
Do you want to give us a preview of the song?
No,
just go ahead and sing it.
That's all right.
Come on.
No.
All right.
We want people to listen to the podcast.
Nah, go away. And yeah, Foo Fighters.
You got Linkin Park, which is always... Steve Miller Band, The Joker.
Yeah.
Foo Fighters, Van Halen, Muse, Nirvana, which should be in every single Guitar Hero.
Yeah. Have they had a Nirvana song yet in Guitar Hero? Maybe in one or two?
I think
there was
a Rock Band.
I think there was one in Rock Band 2 maybe.
Uh-huh. Yeah, because, I mean, that seems like a given to have Nirvana in Rock Band or Guitar Hero. Maybe they were just, they couldn't get the rights for it at the time or not, but now it's huge, so basically every band is
any band get their wants song to be part of it.
Yeah.
So we got Eye of the Tiger.
Yeah.
Oh, that'll be a good song.
See with some pickups, which I load.
Yeah. At the Drive-In.
Bob Seger.
Yeah. Black Rebel Motorcycle Club. I'll admit I've never heard of that.
One of the songs that I won't play.
Yeah. Yeah, and Guitar Hero, are they going to do... they're going to do downloadable content to the SD card, aren't they? Isn't that what they're doing? Rock Band is still going to do the packs, the track packs.
Yeah.
But I think Guitar Hero said something about, you know, even without a hard drive, you could still save them onto an SD card, which is pretty cool. I think that's at least they're trying. They're not just saying, oh, Nintendo doesn't have a hard drive, we're not going to do it.
Yeah. Well, what would be cool though is if we do ever get a hard drive, just to throw those on the hard drive or something.
Because you'd think if they do have the function to do SD card, it would allow for a hard drive, you know. It should just
so it's just kind of like
look for
to tie over until we get a hard drive, just a quick fix. Right. So hopefully by Guitar Hero
5,
whatever they call
whatever
it,
the fifth one is,
Guitar Hero Revolution,
Revolution Tour.
I don't know, Guitar Hero to the World.
Yeah, what is next? Guitar Hero Universe.
Yeah, rock the universe.
Notes and faces.
Yeah.
I could see them just doing it. Go back to numbers. Guitar Hero 5. Guitar Hero V. Or the Wonder Years.
Guitar Hero. Hero of Time.
Hero of Time.
I guess that's been done. I'll just start ripping off Zelda. That's fine. Yeah. Guitar Hero Majora's Mask.
Exactly.
Phantom Hourglass.
Phantom Hourglass, yeah. So yeah, Guitar Hero World Tour, that'll be... I don't know. Are we going to get... Are we going to get it here, guys? Are we going to...
I think we all just buy one instrument.
Yeah, I think so. I don't want to buy the whole thing.
Yeah.
Oh, what's the price range for it? Like,
it's $189.
Yeah. For it all.
Yeah. Yeah, for the whole thing. Which basically, that's the same as Rock Band, I think.
Yeah, close.
But you can buy them all separately.
Yeah.
But you can buy the disc without the guitar, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I will buy the disc.
I'll buy it, yeah. All right, Kevin will buy the disc. Maybe
you get the drums.
I'll buy the drums.
I'll get an extra guitar.
Wait, can you sing in this one?
I don't know.
I think that may come with maybe the guitar version. If you just get a guitar with it, maybe. Comes with a microphone, I know.
So, we don't need that. None of us need to sing.
Yeah.
No.
So, yeah, that'll be good when it comes out. We'll play it.
Definitely.
Yeah. And it's supposed to have online play, so we'll try and get some people together.
Even though Guitar Hero 3, when you get online and you beat somebody halfway through the song, they decide to quit 90% of the time.
Yeah.
Therefore, you can't play a full song.
Yeah, they need to do something better with the online system.
Yeah.
Because, if you are doing good, if you're just killing the other person, they're just going to quit.
Yeah.
And they don't get penalized for it. You don't get points for it.
Yeah. Well, this one, I'm hoping, I guess I haven't researched enough, but I hope they have, like, a band online where, you know, someone could play the guitar while someone online plays the drums, and you got to get through the song. So it's, you know, collaboration where if someone sucks, You're all gonna have problems, so you're all trying to do the best you can.
Cool. They might be doing that.
Or like have that two bands, you know, battle the bands, where your band's battling another band.
Yeah.
I think they will have something. And again, they could have announced something like that. Right. I don't know.
We just don't know.
Make a band, the Green Beans.
We could name it the Green Beans.
Green Beans. And dress up in green.
Yeah.
Like Blue Man Group, but green.
Beans.
And not bald.
And not bald. Or blue. We'll go on to... All right. Well, okay, we'll go on to some of the bigger news. We got that rumor about GTA Chinatown Wars. There was like all that information about it, and it at first was a rumor, but then Rockstar started going around telling people to telling all the sites to take their info down.
Which we won't,
because why? It doesn't matter.
We didn't sign anything.
Yeah. So, I mean, the cat's out of the bag. I mean, if anything, they were just confirming it by telling people to take it down.
Just let it die. Let it stay as a rumor.
Yeah.
Don't make a big deal about it. People
wouldn't care, yeah.
It's just like...
And then if it came true, people were like, wow, that's awesome. We got all those features. So, and what were some of the features there for?
Well, it says length of gameplay is 70-plus missions or 20 hours of straight gameplay.
Nice.
For DS, that's not bad.
Yeah.
And stylus-based minigames.
Yeah. Yeah, what were some of the... You said you could, like, assemble a sniper rifle for assassinations, or you could smash locks, hotwire cars. And you can replay all the missions, too.
Mm-hmm. It's open world, which I really knew.
Yeah. Yeah, but and in these details, it doesn't really say whether or not it's 2D or 3D. Yeah,
top down or...
I mean, they say it's going to be impressive and we're not going to be disappointed...
But
what does that mean, you know? It could just be a good-looking 2D version.
You could play this head-to-head or in co-op mode.
Yeah.
I have a feeling they could do a 3D version.
Oh, easily.
And they could do it well, I think.
Yeah.
Because now, I mean, the DS is getting some really, really good-looking games that have some pretty impressive 3D visuals. Especially that Grid DS game, that racing game. That's a pretty solid racing game. I mean, the engine looks pretty good. The fact that you can build all your tracks. I think they're really taking advantage of the size, you know, how much they can fit on a DS card now.
But I guess the real question is about GTA is, how are the prostitutes going to play into this game?
Right.
Like,
are they gonna do you have to, like, scratch to...
I don't know, whether you know...
I don't have to scratch and sniff.
Yeah, that's right. I want to see some pretty good visuals on their part, and it better not disappoint.
Exactly.
But that's just me.
Yeah, there's got to be some cool mini games with some hookers. There's got to be, right?
Well,
you got to unhook the bra strap.
All right.
I want to know how far they're going to push this game on the DS, like,
right.
Not graphically, but content-wise. Like, how mature are they going to go, or is it going to get...
This is pretty mature.
What does pretty mature mean?
Well, this is mature storyline.
Uh-huh, yeah. Yeah, mature storyline. Yeah, they could... Yeah, they could really, I mean... Go all out with it, but yeah, you know what kind of, what all features they're gonna have from the console versions.
Yeah,
like can you really, you know, do all the stuff you could do in the console version? Get all the vehicles or
because it's M rated on console. Like, you know, an M rated game on the DS.
There's a couple, Dimension, The Ward, and it's really not that.
That's
much.
What I'm saying. So we'll see how this plays out.
Yeah. I think there's probably quite a few hardcore. I mean, there's how many DS users now? 70 million?
Yeah. Oh, plus. Yeah.
So there's got to be at least.
Do we know if there's like voice acting or is it going to be text based?
I don't know.
We don't know.
Voice acting would be cool, and they could do it.
Yeah.
There's plenty of DS games that do the voice acting.
Yeah.
Especially those story games, those text novels, or. So Chinatown Wars, I think they could. They could really do some amazing stuff with it.
If it's releasing this year, where are the screenshots, video, where is anything? Give me something more than a logo.
It says Christmas, right? Christmas 08 or holiday?
Holiday.
So I just got to say, I do not want to wait until October to see the first screen.
They need to show something very soon.
Yeah.
I mean, do you think, there's no countdowns or anything anywhere, is there?
No, all we have is that website of theirs.
Yeah. And it says the Wi-Fi connection.
Yeah.
So that's exciting. Hopefully, but that turns into like, I mean, what did it say on the features? It said Wi-Fi,
co-op, and
you can do races and stuff. So
yeah, Hope they really push the Wi-Fi, because that could, this could potentially be a huge.
Yeah, it could be. It could be just as big. I mean, yeah, people are still playing Mario Kart on the DS. Yeah, and that's one of the top.
And it's still selling like crazy.
Yeah, I mean, this could be that next big thing. I mean, if people can do all the Wi-Fi stuff with it, and then play through all the missions, if it just has the replayability, people are gonna eat it up.
Which I hope. Well, I'm sure it will sell well. But just think, if it sells well, if Nintendo gets, you know, its own exclusive GTA for.
For the Wii.
Yeah.
Or the next one, or yeah.
The next DS, whatever you want to call it.
Right. Yeah. I think Rockstar is warming up to Nintendo.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
They're definitely. I mean, granted, Manhunt 2, they're probably like, oh, it didn't sell very well, but granted, it wasn't a good game.
It was their fault.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's. They can't really blame Nintendo for all that. So, that's Chinatown Wars. We need to hear something about that. I don't know if it's going to be it. At Leipzig or not.
We can only hope.
This month. So, and yeah, that's kind of a good segue going into Nintendo's next showing or media briefing. You know, are they going to be, showing something at Leipzig or at Tokyo Game Show? Or are they going to do their own thing?
Well, Nintendo has repeatedly told us that we'll know nothing else for the remaining year or for the rest of this year. Like, what we know now is what we're going to get. What about, you know, next January to spring when Wii Sports Resort? Is there going to be nothing in between there?
Right. We've got to hear something. And I think, because they said that initially before they had all that backlash.
Exactly. And then we got the apology.
Yeah, we got the apology. So they've got to be at least rethinking that and saying, like, look, we got to come through on something.
Yeah. Because Wii Sports Resort, it says spring, which could be anywhere from, what, March to May?
Right.
And Animal Crossing's coming out, what, November?
Mm-hmm.
So that's potentially 3 to 4 months of no Nintendo games or first party for the Wii. So we have to have something small. I mean, I doubt it'd be anything, you know, huge.
Right. But yeah, whether it's like a Mario Tennis announcement or something. Or, you know, because there's always those other games that Nintendo has that they just release. Strikers and Mario Golf would be cool for Motion Plus, eventually.
Mario Golf, yes. I haven't thought about that. And that was great on the GameCube.
Yeah. Motion Plus is perfect for golf games. So we know that Nintendo's not going to be at Leipzig. They're doing some truck tour, you know, just to show off their games. Kind of lame. But that doesn't necessarily mean they won't announce something during that time. Because Nintendo's done that before where they weren't at a show, but they would just hold their own thing and or just put out a press announcement. Just because they know people are looking for gaming news and they're like, well, we'll just make an announcement, but we'll
steal thunder from everyone else.
Right.
No. That's not what they did at E3.
Yeah. So they need to do something. And if they're not going to be at Leipzig, if they're not going to announce something there this month, then they need to at least go to Tokyo.
Yeah.
If not, do their own thing.
Yeah. I'm really hoping they do their own thing. Whether it's a quiet, you know, them just releasing news or a small group of people or just.
Yeah.
But they got to let us know something.
And we need to know before the end of the year. And they have so much time right now. I mean, it's only August.
Yeah.
They could easily plan something for October, or I guess Tokyo is in October.
Yeah.
But in, like, November, I mean, if Animal Crossing will probably come out in December or late November, and they could easily just show off that, but then just announce more games.
Yeah, show off the horizon. The first half of next year. That's what they need to do.
Yeah.
And then comes E3 in July. So the second half, right. They just keep doing something like that. Because they keep saying they don't want to show anything too far in advance.
Right. Which makes sense.
But we got to have something for next year.
Yeah.
Like, the beginning of next year.
Right, yeah. It's like, how far in advance are we going to have to...
Yeah, it's like the day before. Yeah. It's like Apple. It's like they announced, well, the new DS, it'll be in stores now.
Yeah.
Check your local Walmart.
So they need to give us some sort of heads up. At least 9 months or more, especially for Zelda and a Mario, they need to give us at least a year. Well, I mean, granted, they're thinking that those are 2 years down the road, and that's why they didn't want to.
Well, think how many times you watched the Zelda trailer, the first one in 04. And I'm guessing most hardcore gamers watched that for like 30 times.
Yeah,
I built up some hype. So give us something to look forward to, and then some closer games that will get closer in the future, but. Give us something down the road to look forward to build excitement over.
Yeah, because a trailer like that could seriously tie fans over for six months. or however long.
Even close to a year.
Yeah.
Because if the only problem is we know nothing. Like, of course, we know Mario and Zelda teams are working hard. Pikmin games. It's like nothing. No release dates, no pictures, no screens.
Yeah.
It's blind faith. Yeah. That's what it is.
Yeah, we don't have anything to go off of. So that's disappointing, and Nintendo needs to show something as far as that goes.
We still have faith in you, Nintendo.
We're still holding out that you're going to come through.
They will come through. It's just they're just hitting their big next step.
Yeah. Yeah, and speaking of next steps, we're going to go into maybe the Wii 2, the Wii Evolution.
Or some people call the Nintendo Us.
Nintendo Us, yeah. Yeah, so I mean that was kind of people are talking about it like it's big news this last week.
But it's like, really?
Nintendo, like Iwata said, Nintendo's working on the next system.
It's like, what? You serious?
Yeah, it's like I'm pretty sure Nintendo's always
working on something.
Yeah. And even when the GameCube came out, we knew right when the GameCube came out that they're like, we're always looking towards the next big thing. So you know, granted, they probably weren't thinking of the Wii that far in advance.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think there's probably not going to be an announcement for Wii 2 for
two
years,
yeah.
At least. I mean, depending on how the Wii goes,
yeah,
it might be longer, you know, we might...
I can see it potentially Wii lasting 6 years.
Yeah.
By 7 years, I'm just going to go on a limb and say the Wii's graphics are going to...
It's going to finally catch up to it.
Yeah. And so at that point, Nintendo's just going to unleash fury. And all this money they built up, they're going to be like, check out the Super Wii.
Yeah. Yeah, the Super Wii. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, because they could easily... I mean, granted, the new systems are probably going to... PS4 or the new Xbox are probably going to definitely push graphically. And they're probably going to announce their own motion stuff to try and compete. So Nintendo's going to have to they're going to have to jump a whole generation to catch up graphically. And I think they can. They can easily.
But what's interesting is the other companies, depending on what they do for the motion system, they'll have to jump up,
right.
you know, controller-wise. Because, like, Nintendo also had a two-year, a year and a half, I guess 2 years of, you know, regular motion. Now they're going to Wii Motion Plus.
Right.
So Nintendo will slowly evolve into something else. And who knows if the next PlayStation or Xbox will be able to meet that evolution that they're going to reach.
Right. Yeah, because by Super Wii or the next Wii, it's going to be the next step for Motion Plus. Yeah. You know, it's going to be all integrated into one. It's going to have even head tracking features or whatever.
One, who knows, because it'll be about a little less than 2.5 years that Nintendo announced the Wii Motion Plus, so there could be another evolution in controller before the Wii is even over.
Right.
So...
Yeah, there's a lot. I mean, they could easily improve the nunchuck.
Oh, easily.
That's one thing that people are like, well, is the nunchuck going to get improved?
Yeah.
So, Nintendo's got a lot of life left, and I think it's still too early to talk about the next Wii.
Yeah, seriously, it's not even 2 years old, year and a half.
I mean, granted, we're all just trying to look for
stuff
to talk about or stuff to look forward to, but yeah, that's a little far off. Nintendo needs to... And the only reason we're even thinking about that is because Nintendo hasn't given us enough to look forward to now.
Anything to talk about, to think about, to worry about.
Yeah.
So we're just fishing for
we're just guessing things. And trying to figure out what's going to happen next. So, but that's really it for this week's podcast. We actually went a little longer than I expected. Definitely. There were a couple of things we discussed a lot longer. Virtual console screw up and
got off topic a little bit.
Yeah, the Chinatown Wars is going to be pretty big, and hopefully we'll hear something more from Nintendo later this year on new game announcements.
I'm predicting we will. I'm going out on a limb and say
by the end of the year we're going to hear something new. So yeah, that does it for us here. We'll catch you guys later.
All right, take it easy.
See ya.